president, military president, then he became civilian president. The first time the transition from one party to another took place, I'd been Minister of Communications at the time, and I knew what happened. So it looks like it's become a tradition that is continuing to, you know, happen, and so we need to see how we can arrest the situation. So we'll take note of that, and I think that together we can find a solution to it. I've appealed several times to people to, you know, act differently and not do the same things that happened before, because the people of Ghana repose a certain confidence in us that we'll do things differently. And so we mustn't say because these people did it at this time, we also are going to do the same thing. And so the invading of government offices, going to take over government offices and things must stop. Ministers are being appointed. Once they take office, all this is going to unfold in an orderly manner. And so I once again reiterate my call to all the people who are doing that to stop. With regards to the proper human sexual eating, it's quite a long name, proper family values bill. If you remember, there was a court case that injuncted the speaker from forwarding it to the president, and also restrained the president from receiving the bill. Eventually, that case was disposed of in December, I think on the 18th or so. Yeah, so it meant that the injunction had been cleared. But as far as I know, the bill did not get to the president for assent. And so the convention is that all bills that are not assented to before the expiration of the life of parliament expire. And so that bill effectively is dead, it has expired. I don't know what the promoters of the bill intend to do, but I do think that we should have a conversation on it again, so that all of us, if we decide to move that bill forward, move it forward with a consensus. And probably it shouldn't be a private member's bill, it probably should be a government bill with government behind it after consultation with all the stakeholders to see how, you know, we're able to move this forward. But it leads us back to the discussion we had, that if we're teaching our values in school, we won't need to pass a bill to enforce, you know, our family values. And that's why I think more than even the family values bill is us agreeing on a curriculum that inculcates these values into our children as they're growing up, so that we don't need to legislate it. And so we'll see how all this goes. And so I'm looking forward to this review conference so that we can come to some consensus on some of these issues. But I wish to thank you very much for the thoughts that you have expressed.